More than a decade after the genocide in Rwanda, some human rights advocates want an apology from the Catholic Church. During the killings in 1994, some people found refuge in church buildings.
Because I knew that coming in the church, I'm safe. Because I could not realize in myself that someone could kill me in the church.
That a survivor. Others who depended on their country's main religion did not survive. Rwanda's largest group, the Hutus, murdered 800,000 people, minority Tutsis as well as Hutus themselves. And now an international court is trying several Catholic priests for their role. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
In the west of Rwanda, amid the country's lush steep hills that roll toward Lake Kivu, there used to be a tidy Catholic church. Now it's a pile of bricks and dirt. Prosecutors at the International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda say the parish priest, Father Atanase Sarumba, ordered the church at Nyange to be bulldozed, with at least 2,000 people still alive inside it. Services are still held at the site, but now they're under an improvised awning of corrugated tin. On this day, a youth choir is practicing behind a memorial of stacked human skulls. Nsabaganwa Thieneste, a local administrator in the town, is walking across a brick floor where the pews used to be. Thieneste says in the very first week of the genocide, the local leaders of the Interahamwe, the Hutu militia which carried out most of the killings, met regularly with Father Sarumba in his rectory. The Interahamwe attacked the Tutsis with machetes and hand grenades, he says, and then poured gasoline through the roof. Eventually, according to Thieneste, Father Sarumba personally called in the bulldozers. Father Sarumba is on trial before the International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda in Tanzania. He's pleaded not guilty to charges of genocide and crimes against humanity. Sarumba's lawyers are scheduled to present his defense next month. In the meantime, the Catholic Church has stood by the pastor. After the genocide, Father Sarumba moved to Italy, where he continued to conduct Mass under an assumed name in a Catholic church in Florence. When there were calls for his arrest, he went into seclusion inside the church compound. Tom Indahiro with the Rwandan Human Rights Commission says the Catholic Church has failed to acknowledge its role during the genocide, including the bulldozing of the Nyange Church.
The church as an authority and as an institution had a moral responsibility of investigating on what led to the bulldozing of this church, which was full of people, but nothing has been done.
The Catholic Church was, and still is, the most powerful social institution in Rwanda. By most estimates, more than half, and possibly as much as two-thirds of the Rwandan population is Catholic. During the genocide, many Catholic clergy lost their lives trying to defend Tutsis, but survivors groups in Rwanda complain that the church didn't do enough to stop the killings, that some church leaders encouraged the Interahamwe, and that some clergy even took part in the killing. In addition to Father Sarumba, two other Catholic priests are among the dozens of people facing genocide charges before the International Tribunal in Tanzania. Other clergy, including a bishop, have been accused in Rwandan courts of collaborating with the Hutu militias that carried out the massacres. Indahiro says the Catholic Church's greatest crime, however, was that historically it tolerated the racial theories used to justify the extermination of the Tutsis.
I wish they just ignored the signs of the genocide coming. But it's unfortunate. They went as far as encouraging the perpetrators to commit that crime.
The Archbishop of Kigali declined to be interviewed for this story, but in a written response to questions by NPR, he says the church didn't have the power to stop the killings. He adds flatly that no Rwandan clergy were involved in the genocide. This despite several clergy being convicted of genocide in Rwandan and international courts. The unwillingness of the church to acknowledge its role during the genocide baffles Father Octave Hujirache Buraire. Father Octave, a Jesuit priest at the Centre Cristo in Kigali, opens the room where his colleagues were killed on the first day of the genocide in 1994. He survived because he happened to be at a conference in Nairobi that week. He points out the photographs of the staff that now line the room.
There's a young man who worked here as a cooker in the kitchen.
Soldiers from the Presidential Guard, he says, locked the four priests, four nuns, and nine church staff members in the room and then tossed in a hand grenade. Father Octave says he believes his colleagues were murdered because they were protecting scores of Tutsi families inside the church compound. Catholic officials say nationwide between 115 and 130 priests were killed during the genocide. But Father Octave says the Rwandan Catholic Church bears part of the blame for the catastrophic events that unfolded in 1994, and he predicts that the Catholic Church will also eventually acknowledge its weaknesses and possibly even its complicity during the Rwandan genocide.
I think it is a very Christian attitude to confess that you are weak. I think one day it will come, that kind of confessional attitude in the church. I think it is possible.
Such a confession from the Catholic Church is important, he says, if the institution is to respond more forcefully to genocide in the future. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.